My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. All right. Well, I am I'm here. My guest has not yet made it in. And and search is not working for me this morning. And I don't know why. But it is not doing what it is supposed to do. Let me see. Maybe this will work. See if that works. Worth a shot. Wow. So much going on. Maybe you saw this. J.P. Morgan Chase has agreed to settle the Jeffrey Epstein accuser suit. Of course, that means that they won't go to court. We won't see discovery. So we won't see all of the names and all of the banking activity. An anonymous Jane Doe filed a suit last year in New York on behalf of herself and other accusers. She accused America's biggest bank of profiting from Epstein's activities and assisting in his alleged sex trafficking by enabling him to make payments to women for sex acts. She said she was sexually abused from 2006 to 2013 and trafficked to his friends. She alleged that Epstein paid her and other victims with cash withdrawn from J.P. Morgan. The settlement is expected to compensate multiple accusers. Financial terms weren't disclosed. But you got to think that there would have been a lot of discovery and a lot of names and a lot of information that would have been forced to be brought to the public. So J.P. Morgan said, no, we don't want to do that. Epstein became a client of J.P. Morgan's around 1998. Over the years, the bank came to manage dozens of his accounts containing hundreds of millions of dollars. He turned to Deutsche Bank after J.P. Morgan closed his accounts in 2013. Both banks worked with Epstein for years after he was publicly accused of abusing girls and pleaded guilty in a Florida state court in 2008 to soliciting prostitution from a minor. Deutsche Bank agreed to pay $75 million to settle a lawsuit by Epstein's accusers, represented by the same law firms. At the time, a spokesman for Deutsche Bank said the bank has invested in bolstering controls and correcting past issues, obviously not wanting to be, I guess, caught in that sordid affair. Top FBI official and J6 Fedsurrection hatchet man objects to Mar-a-Lago raid. That's kind of an interesting thing. The regime is going to extraordinary lengths to take President Trump off the political chessboard for 2024. Biden's Department of Justice indicted President Trump on clearly trivial, politically contrived charges related to the former president's handling of classified documents. And so news of this firestorm, an unlikely critic who is none other than the former head of the FBI's Washington field office, Stephen D'Antuono. He oversaw the Michigan kidnapping federal entrapment operation, was handpicked to head the Washington field office in the months leading up to and after January 6. Revolver reported that D'Antuono was the public face of the FBI's sham investigation related to January 6 pipe bombs. And he says the Miami office did not conduct the search. The department did not assign a U.S. attorney's office to the matter. So he basically raises objections to the whole situation, which is really crazy. You can find that at revolver.news. Okay. There's one that I'm hoping to talk to one of my guests about this morning. The Supreme Court has denied a Christian school's claim against a teacher who accused it of racism. Now, that is a headline in Epoch Times, and so it's there's a lot of bait in that. Matthew Vadim is the guy who wrote this. And when you first begin to read this, it appears to make the case on behalf of the employee that was terminated. But then when you get a little bit further down into this, so courts have determined that religious institutions cannot be forced to hire or employ individuals that do not align with the religious institution's belief system. Now, in my mind, that's pretty concrete. And attacking that, going after that, would certainly be a tactic that the other side would want, because here's the thing. They've infiltrated through pressure and coercion and acts of violence and acts of intimidation and a variety of methods and manipulation. They've infiltrated the majority of mainline denominations with perverted heretical doctrine. And they have been successful in swaying and in moving these denominations to accept extremely perverted views. There are churches that say that abortion is a good thing, killing babies. There are churches that are saying that we know that are out there, many that say that sodomy is normal and these sodomite relationships are normal. And now we even have them coming out and talking about the transgender. So they're pushing this and they're pushing it into the church. And they've come up through the ranks, so to speak, and worked on changing bylaws to the point that they can. But there are still holdouts, and there are still institutions and individuals that are saying, no, biblically, that's wrong. Scripture says this. God's word says this. So the way that they intend to pierce that is by forcing those institutions to hire people who hold to their very liberal views about those topics. That's what they're going to do. And that's what this case was about. And so a Christian school, here's their response. So he accused faith Christian students and parents of racism. What did he want? He wanted to force this Christian school to embrace CRT. And he wanted to force this Christian school to embrace that whole perverted history. He wanted to force the Christian school to teach things that were and are against their belief system. He had meetings with them. He was relieved of his duties. So let's see. He claimed that they fired him because he expressed opposition to racial discrimination and harassment directed at him. But the school... Wow. Where did I read this? The school met with Tucker, who disagreed with its interpretation of the Bible. Tucker wrote a letter to the school community about his views and began openly expressing disagreement with school leadership. The school relieved him of his role in planning and speaking at chapel services, and eventually he stopped working there. We are facing an aggressive movement working to recast religious freedom into a weapon that would allow... Okay. Wow, the way this is written is just amazing. Okay, in 2018, this is what he did. He was the school chaplain. He angered school officials, students, and their parents at Faith Bible Chapel by lecturing them on systemic bias and on their white privilege, two controversial concepts associated with radical with the radical anti-racism movement. So what do we have here? The school's petition stated that the internal dispute is no business of the judiciary or civil authorities. It is not a proper subject for depositions and discovery, cross-examinations, lawyers' arguments, or jury deliberations. The free exercise and establishment clause of the First Amendment categorically bars judicial inquiry and inference in religious leadership disputes. So this case involved Hosanna Tabor Evangelical Lutheran Church and School versus Employment Opportunity Division. So the Supreme Court affirmed the ministerial exception in July 2020 in a 7-2 ruling in Our Lady of Guadalupe School versus Morrissey Biru. On June 12th, the court dismissed the petition in a case known as Faith Bible Chapel International versus Tucker. This is a very confusing article. All right, Supreme Court decided on June 12th not to hear a claim of a Christian school in Colorado that it can't be sued for firing a teacher who accused the school parents and students of racism. The school argued because it's a religious institution, it's beyond the reach of the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The familiar amendment begins, Congress shall make... Wow, okay. So now we've got the case involves the exception, the Supreme Court... Yeah, this guy has written a very complicated article. So he refers to the case of Hosanna Tabor Evangelical Lutheran and Employment Opportunity Division as the case that substantiates the school's claim that religious institutions are not barred or are not. See, the First Amendment, let's go there. You have freedom of speech, you have freedom of religion. And under the freedom of speech, someone will claim that I have the right to speak or say the things that I'm saying, and you can't quell my speech and you can't fire me. And an employer has to balance that and be careful because they can be sued for violating a person's First Amendment rights. On the other hand, a religious institution does have the right and is insulated from the government coming in and telling them who can be in leadership and what their policies are going to be relative to the conduct of their leaders. And even to the point of what they're going to teach. The government is supposed to stay out of that. Paul writes about that. He says that it's shameful that you're bringing these matters before the courts because it's not the government. The government is under God, not over God. The government doesn't get to tell God what to say or to take and twist the word in order to fit their agenda. And so, again, going back to what I said a few minutes ago, this is a situation where they've done everything they can coming in through the conventions and the votes and all those kinds of things to try to alter and change policy. But as we've seen, you have a stalwart groups of strong biblical advocates who say, no, we're not going to be part of that. And they go and they split off
and they maintain the integrity of what the Word of God has to say. So those that are working to destroy Scripture are then tasked with how do they do that, and the way they are doing it is these kinds of lawsuits where they have somebody who is an activist in the organization, or maybe they weren't, but they activate them, and they begin to espouse their agenda, which is in conflict with the church, with the religious institution. And based on this case that is cited, the Hosanna Tabor Evangelical Lutheran Church and School, once again, in that case, the Supreme Court had said, yes, religious schools, religious institutions, churches, and so on, do not, they have an autonomy to follow the Bible, not what man says, and they have a right to be able to choose who's going to be a teacher at their schools, who's going to be a hired staff member, and who's going to preach and so on, and teach and lead from a paid position. They have a right to be able to do that in accordance with their religious convictions, and the government can't step in and say, well, we disagree with that or whatever. They have a right to hire or fire based on that. Now, something else, okay. So, Islam says that they can do honor killings. They are to behead infidels. So, does that give them the right to do that? I would say no. Does it give them the right? Now, and this is the danger, because we know that there are mosques, like in Boston, even here in Texas, where there are imams that are propagating violence and raising up individuals and putting them in positions of influence and authority to encourage violence. I don't know. That's an interesting aside to this situation. And then it befits it brings into play this argument about how do we address these very aggressive religious ideas. It's the reason why understanding that we are a Christian nation, and so when our founding fathers were envisioning this freedom of religion idea, it was under the umbrella that we would retain our Christian identity, and that the variances would be within Christian denomination. Now, there's an argument that, well, there were other religious beliefs that were here in the country, and that's true. But they were not given a place of prominence, and they were not given special treatment that allowed them to bring their violence into a place where they could take over our nation. And that is the goal. Islam is a totalitarian religious concept, and their answer to non-conversion is murder, is to kill the person. We just saw in Nigeria, the story we did yesterday, 27 people killed because they wouldn't pay the jizya. Understand that that is precisely what they will do right here in this country. And we've seen evidences of that. All right, I'm going to take a little break, and perhaps George Farrell will be joining us coming up. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this brief break.
So up next, we have CleanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And CleanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural ortho-silic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the page. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I want to share this with you folks. I'm telling you, this is a huge part of the problem we have. And Ken Thornburg and I will be talking about this coming up.
Daddy, if you don't get a hold of the Bible and the Bible gets inside of you, it ain't my job to teach your kids about Jesus. It's your job to teach your kids about Jesus. It ain't my job to fight the spiritual warfare of your home. It's your job to fight the spiritual warfare of your home. And so sadly, in this day and hour, we got a bunch of men whose wives are 10 times more spiritual than the men are, and somehow we wonder why our home's been defeated when God chose the husband to be the high priest of the home, and you've been a little sissy, and you playing on your PlayStation and looking at TV all night long, and your kids are going crazy, your money went funny, your marriage is going down the tube, and you ain't got enough sense to get on your knees, get in that Bible, and find out what God said for your marriage. It's time for the men to be men and take the spiritual authority and pray the warfare off of your home, off of your family. If you don't pray for your kids, who's going to pray for your kids? If you don't fast for your babies, who's going to fast for your babies? Daddy, if you don't...
Glory to God. Woo! I think he laid it down, brother. I wish
he had a little more enthusiasm, though.
I don't think he pulled any punches on that one at all.
Not one punch. He probably punched them out. Probably everybody in the audience is on the floor.
Yeah.
Because he hit a bullseye.
He really did. I mean, he really, truly did. And there's going to be some women that are going to have some issue with that too, because of the whole, you know, pushback against patriarchy and whatever. But at the end of the day, our families, our culture, our society is falling apart. And if true men of God were to step up and be true men of God, then the woman would feel safe, she could really flourish and be who God has called her to be.
Amen. And she doesn't have to do both jobs.
Exactly.
Because she's forced to.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that any woman of God would be extremely happy to have their man stand up as to being the head of their home, the head of the family, the head of the marriage, the head of the church, and to take leadership in the community. I can't think of a single godly woman who wouldn't be thrilled to see that and to simply become a support for that man. It's like in the Old Testament, the women were very proud if their husbands were at the gate.
Right.
And they were the ones that were sharing and greeting and speaking and teaching. It's like, wow, that's my man over there. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at where he is in society. It lifted her up.
I was just exactly it be, because just as Christ lifts the church.
Yeah. Right.
Sorry, yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off, brother. But I feel like we're dancing. We're dancing together on this one, right?
And it's a foxtrot and a waltz and a little of everything.
A little bit of all of that. A little tango and all of that. Yeah, we're doing it. We're rocking it. Yeah. Yep.
I think we're going to be doing it all today. But one of the things that prior to the show that you and I were talking about is the role of men who are also working to develop other men.
Hmm.
And we were talking about a men's ministry where I had a conversation the last couple of days with a man who runs a ministry out of San Antonio. And he works at developing transparency and openness and honesty with other men, a group of about 20 at a time around a campfire. And he and I were talking about this at quite some length. He was sharing what he does, how he does it. And the more he shared, the more excited I got. Because what he was doing, he was catching a lot of oppression, okay?
Yeah.
He was under a lot of oppression. And I said, you must be doing something right. And he kind of looked at me like a deer in headlights, you understand?
Yeah.
He's like, excuse me? I'm going, dude, let's talk about this. Look at the state of the church, not just in America. We're not just going to pick on America here. We've been around the world, And we can tell you what I'm going to talk about here is true of every church on earth. I don't care what nation. And even in the persecuted areas. And the question is this. How many men, percentage-wise, of those who are active in the body of Christ, in the churches, the average church in the United States, I said the average church. There's always exceptions, okay? But how many of those men feel qualified to be the head of their home, to be the head of the church, to be the head of the family? Yeah. And how many feel disqualified because they're not perfect, they're not the best, they're addicted to pornography, maybe they got a drug habit, maybe an alcohol habit, a little too much of one or the other, doesn't matter, right. An anger issue, whatever it is, a sin problem where the enemy has convinced them that they are disqualified to have any leadership of anything, which in turn then forces the wife to make a decision. Am I going to stay with this man or am I going to bail?
Right.
If I stay with him, I'm going to have to be doing the male job and the female job. I'm going to have to raise the kids. I'm going to have to be the leader in the church and so on and so on and so on. I said, what percentage of the men in the church are in that first group that believe that they're qualified even while they are imperfect? Mm-hmm. I said the demonic realm has spent forever telling men you're not good enough, which, by the way, is the favorite curse of all demondom.
Yeah,
that's what I call it.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
It's number one.
Yep.
Why, Greg? Why is that the favorite curse besides the fact that it works?
Because it steals authority.
Well, it does. It's an image. You can't measure enough.
Right.
Listen, you're not good enough.
Yeah.
So I work and I work and I work and I get better and better and I change and I get better and I keep hearing, but you're not good enough. Mm-hmm.
Subjective.
I'm never good enough.
Subjective.
And it is. And what we need to do is to agree with our enemy and say, you're absolutely right. I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus died.
And it's not me, I am. And this is, you know, so when they say that, that's why we've got to say, that's right. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. It's Christ in me. You demons, you darkness. I'm not warring with you. You're having to war with Christ in me and you lose. You're having to war with
me than he who is in the world.
That's right.
And when we recognize that, see, when you say you're not good enough, and there isn't one viewer, not one listener to this program who has not heard that. Not one.
Male or female, absolutely. Oh, I hear that. It's one of the top, you know, because when we do deliverance, it's like, what are the top five lies? I don't care who it is. One of those five lies is you're not good enough. Ooh, I'm getting chills. Holy Ghost chills. I'm getting Holy Ghost chills because that is so straight on. So straight on.
I took files of about 350 people that I had prayed for. It's not exactly a huge percentage of all the people I prayed for, but I had notes. I took 350 and I thought, this is going to be a really good sample. I took him up on one of my retreats and I cataloged every single lie from every single one of those deliverance sessions I had done.
Wow.
It took days.
I bet.
I mean, there were a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I typed it up and I had all of it done alphabetically, the whole thing. You're not good enough was like number one. Well, way out here. Number two was like,
yeah. It makes perfect sense to me. I mean, look, that was one of the things that they used on me. By the way, just for those of you that are watching, so you understand, folks, you get free. And I'll tell you, deliverance is critical, and the critical element is you're not fighting it in here, it's out there. But even out here, the preponderance of what they scream at me, even to this day, is you're not good enough. You're a failure. You're not. I mean, they still repeat it. It's just that I know the difference between the location. It's on the outside of my fort screaming in, not on the inside. I'm not fighting with my own self about that. I know because I am the righteousness of Christ.
Yes.
And so are you if you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior. About 30 seconds before we got to take our first break.
And I just want to remind people that if you are hearing that, and everybody has, okay, if you're hearing that now, there's a really good reason why you are hearing that. And it's not a bad reason. It's actually a good sign. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Okay, Greg?
Absolutely. All right, quick break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Ken Thornburg, freedomencounters.com. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. More coming up right after this brief break.
So up next, we have ClanSlight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. ClanSlight is a formula that's made from a natural ortho-silic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Don't forget, Matt Long joins us at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, we're in the special session. And we'll also, I'm hoping to get a little bit more. We're going to talk a little more with Matt about the whole Ken Paxton thing. And folks, that is he's being railroaded. And I can't even believe how conservatives are falling, quote unquote, conservatives are falling for the nonsense. But we'll get into that. All right. Ken Thornburg is my very special guest, freedomencounters.com. So, I am a man. I know that. What is a man? I know what I am. And I have the righteousness of Christ upon me, and I've gone through the deliverance, which, folks, reach out to us. Seriously, freedomencounters.com. Please reach out to us. We'll help you. And so the battle's on the outside. But anyway, so I'm doing all of this. And I'm feeling pretty good about it, Ken. I'm feeling pretty good about it. What should I be aware of? What should I be looking out for?
Oh, Greg, I'm so glad you asked. If, and this is a big if a man will admit, this is key, admitting he doesn't have to be perfect to be a leader in the home, to be a leader in the church, leader of his family, of his marriage, so forth, okay? If he will admit that he doesn't have to do that, and he will begin stepping out of the boat, I think is the way we were talking about it, and he'll get out of there and quit keeping himself in the salt shaker, hiding his light, because of shame, because he's got this problem or that problem, or he's not good enough. If he will quit buying the lie that the enemy is telling him about this, that he's disqualified, and get rid of the shame business, and just say, okay, Jesus, you're going to have to help me. You're going to have to bless this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and give it a shot. And if it doesn't work, okay, it's going to be on you, not on me. Mm-hmm. Jesus can handle that, okay? Mm-hmm. But when you begin saying, okay, I'm going to make an attempt to do this, even though I don't feel I measure up, a couple things are going to happen. He's going to get closer to the bullseye of where the enemy likes to shoot.
Yeah.
Just because suddenly he's going to begin fulfilling his call, his destiny, his gifting that God chose for him before he was even formed in his mother's womb. He's going to begin doing everything that God has asked him to do and will bless him for doing. It will change his home. It'll change his work. It'll change the ministry that he's called to. It'll change everything for the better. It'll change the attitude of his own kids. Things will begin to develop
But he can expect that the closer and closer he gets to the center of that bullseye, the more resistance oppression he'll get from the outside.
Here's something that I feel like the Holy Spirit just had me to write. It's not us, it's him in us. Bingo. You're not suggesting that it's a license to sin. In other words, accept your shame or accept your perfection or accept your sin. No. What it's saying is get the aha moment of realizing you've already been perfected. You can't perfect you. Christ has already done it. All you need to do is recognize it. The devil is lying to you. The devil's game is to convince you that you still have spots and blemishes on you, that the blood of Christ is not enough. That's the devil's lie. That's why the greatest lie the church buys today. I'm a sinner saved by grace. No, you're not. Put on the brakes. You're not. You have been sanctified, set free. You are the righteousness of Christ. You are perfect. You have been perfected. You have been perfected. Now just walk in it. Now just step out of the boat and start walking. And guess what's going to happen? Your attitudes, your behaviors, everything about that is going to start to align with what Christ has done in you. That's why 1 John says that you will obey the commandments, you'll do the right thing, because A, you love him, and B, you love the people around you. And then he says the most beautiful words you'll ever hear: it will not be grievous for you. In other words, it's going to be easy to just do the right thing.
The break through
boom
those former strongholds,
yes,
because your focus isn't on you and your sin. Your focus is on Jesus Christ. Your focus is on other people that he's called you to lead,
amen,
and to serve and to love. Your focus is that way rather than in here, and all of a sudden these other addictions just start falling away.
And now you're walking on the water. Now you're walking on the water. You're just like Peter. You're out of the boat and you're headed to Christ and you're walking on the water.
Peter started to sink because his eyes got on the waves.
He took his eyes.
Well, what did Jesus do?
He reached down and he pulled him back up and he got him right back up on his feet, walking on the water again.
Exactly, walking on the water back to the boat.
That's it.
Hello?
And very few people think about the fact, how did Peter get back into the boat? He walked with Jesus on the water. We're out of time. Swimming. I'm telling you, brothers, this is our year of victory. 2023, we've got the second half of the year in front of us, and this is our time. God is calling men to rise up so the church can rise up, so our wives can rise up, so our children can rise up in the name of Jesus Christ and to his glory. Amen. Ken, God bless you, brother. Love you, man. Yeah. All right, I'll be back. Second half, Matt Long, coming up right after this brief break.